This week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayeshev, and we'll focus our shir today on chapter 37, verse number 3. But before we do that, we'll start with the psukim in the Parsha. The pasuk says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv, Yaakov settled in the land of his father's sojourning, be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Then the pasuk says, Ele todes Yaakov, this is the offspring of Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvayes Rishona, Yosef at the age of 17, Hayoroyes Echov Batoin, he was shepherding with his brothers by the flock, Vonar Ezbnei Bila Vezbnei Zilpa Neshei Aviv, he has a youth with the sons of Bila and Zilpa, the wives of their father, Vayove Yosef Ezdibasomra Elaviyam, Yosef would bring the evil reports of them to their father. Rashi first explains what does it mean, Ele Toidos Yaakov, this is the offspring of Yaakov, Yosef. We know that Yaakov had 12 children, then why does it mention just Yosef? Therefore, Rashi gives a few different interpretations. The first interpretation, Rashi says that Ele Toidos Yaakov doesn't mean the offspring of Yaakov, means that this is what happened to Yaakov's family, meaning that this is the account of what happened to Yaakov's family, and the reason that everything that happens to Yaakov's family is because of Yosef, because of the hatred that they have to Yosef, they eventually sell him, eventually Yosef ends up in Egypt, so whatever happened to the family of Yaakov, the direct cause was Yosef. The second answer Rashi brings is from the Medrash, where the Medrash brings many reasons why only Yosef is considered the child of Yaakov. One reason is that Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel. The main reason for him to work for 14 years is because he wanted to have children from Rachel. So Yosef was the main purpose for Yaakov's all other offsprings. Then Rashi brings another opinion of the Medrash that the looks, the appearance of Yosef was like Yaakov, that Yosef looked exactly like Yaakov. Therefore, if you looked at Yosef, you knew that this is a child of Yaakov. The other reason that Rashi brings is that Yosef is considered the offspring of Yaakov because whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. Yaakov, his brother, hates him because Esav hates Yaakov because Yaakov took the blessings. And Yosef, the brothers, hate. Yaakov, his brother, is trying to kill him, meaning Esav is trying to kill Yaakov. And Yosef, his brothers, are trying to kill him. The Medrash Rabbah goes on and gives other similarities, but those are the similarities brought by Rashi. Then Rashi on Vehu Nar, he was the youth with the Brei Bila of Mezilba. Rashi explains what does it mean he was a youth. Shayu Oise Mase Naros, that he would do things associated with youth, that he was immature. And Rashi says, what did he do? Mesakim Besaro, he would fix his hair, he would groom his eyes so he should look attractive. And this is something that a youth does, meaning again that Yosef was acting immature. Then Rashi continues, explains why was he only a youth together with Bnei Bila and Bnei Zilpa. Rashi says that Yosef used to embrace them and encourage them, meaning that the brothers used to embarrass them by calling them slaves, because they were the children from the two maidens. Bila and Zilpa were the maidens of Rachel and Leah. So the sons of Leah used to call them slaves. Yosef used to befriend them. Therefore, he was always hanging around the children of Bila and Zilpa. The pasuk continues and says that Yosef used to bring the evil reports to the father. Rashi explains that whatever evil Yosef saw that the brothers did, he used to tell it to the father. Rashi gives three things that Yosef said. One, that they ate Evrim in Achai, that the brothers ate a limb from a living animal, meaning that we cut off a piece. And then Rashi brings the three things that Yosef complained to the father about the brothers. One of them was that the brothers used to eat a limb from a living animal. The second, that the brothers used to call the Bnei Bila and Bnei Zilpa slaves. And the third, that they were suspected of sexual immorality. Rashi continues and says that because of these three things, that Yosef suspected the brothers and he was not right, therefore Yosef was punished by these three things. First, that Yosef said that they ate a limb from a living animal. Therefore, they slaughtered a goat and they dipped his shirt in the goat blood. The second thing that he said, that they called the brothers slaves. Therefore, Yosef was sold as a slave. And the third thing, that Yosef suspected them of sexual immorality. Therefore, the wife of Potiphar attacked him and almost made him commit sexual immorality. We see that Hashem always tries to punish a person, midah keneged midah, measure for measure. And here, because Yosef suspected them in these three things, therefore Yosef was punished by these three things. The next pasuk, which is going to be the focus of our shir, is pasuk number 3, where the pasuk says, "Ve'Yisrael ahav es Yosef mikol vanav," and Israel loved Yosef more than any of his sons. Why? Ki ven zekunim huloi, since he was a son of his old age, meaning that Yosef was born when Yaakov was old, because Yosef is the last child born in the house of Lavan. V'asa loi ksoines pasim, and he made for him a woolen tunic. Rashi explains ki ven zekunim, that he is a son of his old age. Rashi explains shenoled loi le'eis ziknosoi, that he is a child that was born at his old age. Mefarshim ask a question. We know that Yosef was not the youngest child of Yaakov. Binyamin was the youngest child of Yaakov. Then why isn't Binyamin the ben zekunim? Devan Ezra answers that in fact we see that Binyamin is also called Yelet Zekunim, as it's written in Parshas Vayigash, chapter 44, verse number 20, where Yehuda says that the Yelet Zekunim Katan, that we have as younger brother Binyamin, we see that both of them are called Zekunim, but here it's discussing Yosef, and he loved Yosef specially. Therefore, regarding Yosef, he's saying that he's a ben Zekunim, but that doesn't exclude Binyamin. The Rashbam answers this question by saying that since Yosef was born a long time before Binyamin, meaning that Binyamin was born 8 years after Yosef, because Yosef was born in the last of the 7 years that he worked for Rachel, and then he worked 6 years for the sheep, and then there were 2 years on the road, and during the second year Binyamin was born. That means there was a difference in age between Yosef and Binyamin of 8 years. Then for a long time, Yosef was the ben zekunim. He was the one that was the last child, the youngest child. And at that time, Yaakov's love to Yosef grew. Therefore, even though Binyamin was born later, Yosef always was the ben zekunim, the one that was considered born at his old age. True that Binyamin was born later, but nonetheless, since he was born so much later, then Yaakov grew attached to Yosef. Therefore, Yaakov called Yosef ben zekunim. The Cheskuni says that true that Binyamin was younger than Yosef, but nonetheless, Yaakov's love for Binyamin was never as strong as his love for Yosef. Because as soon as Binyamin was born, his beloved Rachel died. Even though Yaakov never blamed Binyamin for the death of Rachel, but nonetheless, the birth of Binyamin always reminded Yaakov of the death of Rachel. Therefore, he never loved them as much as Yosef. The Maral in Gurari explains that since at this age Binyamin was approximately 9 years old, because as we mentioned previously, Binyamin is 8 years younger than Yosef, and Yosef at this age is 17, then Binyamin is about 9, at most 10 years old, then he is immature, and the pasuk is saying that amongst the mature children of Yaakov, Yaakov loved Yosef more because he was the youngest. The Meshech Chochma says that this fact that Yaakov did not show a special love to Binyamin, that in itself caused the brothers to become jealous of Yosef. Meaning that since the pasuk says that Yaakov loved Yosef more than all of the brothers, and all the brothers includes Binyamin, that means that Yaakov loved Yosef more than Binyamin, then the brothers thought that the reason that Yaakov loves Yosef more is because Yosef is bringing the bad reports about them, and Yaakov is believing it. Therefore, Yaakov loved more Yosef than everybody else. Had Yaakov shown special affection to Binyamin, then they wouldn't be jealous, because everybody knew that Yaakov favored Rachel over the other wives. But now that Yaakov loved Yosef and did not love so much Binyamin, that showed that Yosef is a special reason, and the reason cannot be because he's a child of Rachel, because then he should love Binyamin just the same. Then the reason must be that Yaakov is believing the Lashon Hara that Yosef is bringing about the brothers. Therefore, the brothers hated him because of the fact that Yaakov loved Yosef more than Binyamin. The Ramban asks, how can you call Yosef Ben Zikunim, that is a son of the old age, because he was the youngest child, and since he was the youngest child, the father loves him most? We know that Issachar and Zvulun were born maybe in the same year, or maybe even 1 year before Yosef, but that doesn't give a reason to call Yosef Ben Zikunim a son born in his old age. All of them were born about the same time, because all the children of Leah were born during the 7 years that Yaakov worked for Rachel. And Yosef was born in the seventh year. Then obviously there was other sons born about the same time. Then why does Yosef get the preferential treatment of Ben Zikunim, that's a son of the old age? Therefore, the Ramban says that Ben Zikunim means a son to serve him in the old age, meaning that there was a custom that when you have a father and the father gets old, he distinguishes one child to serve him at his old age, and the child that was distinguished was Yosef. So Yosef was a Ben Zikunim, a child that was designed to serve him in his old age. And therefore, the Ramban explains, Yaakov Avinu did not allow Yosef to go with his brothers shepherding when they went to a far off place, because Yosef was supposed to be there to serve him. Then Rashi gives a second interpretation about the meaning of Ben Zikunim, and this is the interpretation of the Targum Unculus. And the Targum Unculus says that Ben Zikunim means Bar Hakim Hulei, that he was a wise child. Unculus is based on the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis, Omed Beis 32b, where the Gemara there says, Ein Zoken Elo Mishe Kano Chachma, that somebody Zoken is considered a person that acquired wisdom. So here it says, Kiven Zikunim Huloi, means that he was a child that is very wise. Rashi continues and says, that Kol Mas Shalamad Mishem Ve'Ever Masaloi, that all that Yaakov learned from Shem Ve'Ever, Yaakov gave over to Yosef. The Klal Yakor says that even though Yaakov saw that Yosef was acting immature together with Bnei Bila and Bnei Zilpa, because the Pasuk says, V'hu nar es Bnei Bila v'es Bnei Zilpa, nonetheless, since when he was together with Yosef, Yosef showed wiseness, he showed that he's very wise, then Yaakov loved him because of that. Therefore, the Klal Yakor says that that's what's written, Kiven Zikunim Huloi, that he is a smart boy for him, meaning just in front of Yaakov, he was acting smart. Therefore, Yaakov loved him, even though Yaakov knew that Yosef act immature regarding the children of Bila and Bnei Zilpa. The Rokeach adds that this could be the reason why the brothers hated him, meaning that had the brothers seen the wisdom of Yosef, then the brothers would have understood why Yaakov loved Yosef, because Yosef was a very wise child. But since all the brothers saw is Ve'unar es Bnei Bila ves Bnei Zilpa, that is acting immature, then they did not understand why the father loved them. And Rokeach adds that if Yaakov would have seen the way that he acted together with the children of Bila and Zilpa, that he acted so immaturely, maybe Yaakov wouldn't have loved them so much for his wisdom. But now that the father did not see how Yosef acted immaturely with the children of Bila and Zilpa, and the brothers did not see how wise Yosef is, Therefore, Yaakov loved Yosef, and the brothers became jealous. Rashi now gives another interpretation of the words kiven zekunim, his interpretation we saw previously. Zekunim makes a combination of two words, ziv ekunim, that the appearance of Yosef was similar to Yaakov. Therefore, Yaakov related to Yosef, and he loved them more. And the pasuk continues that because Yaakov loved Yosef, vayasloik sones pasim, and he made to Yosef a tunic of pasim. Rashi explains what does pasim means. Rashi says that means a fine woolen tunic. And this interpretation is based on the Gemara of Shabbos, Daf Yud Omed Beis 10b, where there the Gemara says, V'omar Rav Bar Machasya, Omar Rav Chom Bar Gori, Omar Rav. The Rav Bar Machasya says, in the name of Rav Chom Bar Gori, in the name of Rav, that Le'oilom Al Yeshane Odom Benoi Bein Habonim, that a person should never treat one son differently than his other sons. Why? Shabishvil Mishkal Shnei Sloim Milas, because for an account of two slime weight of fine wool, Shanosa Yaakov Le Yosef Yosef Mishar Bonov, that Yaakov gave Yosef more than the other sons, Niskanu Boy Echov, the brothers got jealous, Venizgagla Dovor, and the matter evolved, Veyardu Avoysen Le Mitzrayim, and our forefathers went down to Egypt. Meaning, out of the consequence that the brothers got jealous, then we ended up selling Yosef, and because they sold Yosef, Yosef was in place, and then there was a famine, and then the Jewish people ended up going to Egypt. But nonetheless, we see from this Gemara that Ksoines Pasim was a woolen tunic, and it was only two sloim worth. Rashi and the Gemara give two different interpretations. One interpretation is that two sloim is an exaggeration, it was worth much more. Then Rashi brings down from the students of Rav Yitzchok Halevi that not the whole tunic was made of wool, that just the cuffs were made of wool. That comes from the language pas yad, the cuff of the hand. And because of this little cuff that showed a special status, the brothers got jealous, and eventually that caused us to descend to Egypt. The Chasam Sofer wants to give a reason why Yaakov, in fact, showed favoritism to Yosef. Meaning, Yaakov knows this idea that you shouldn't show favoritism from one child over the other. And Yaakov understands that even though the Gemara doesn't say it, we on our own would understand that it's not good to show favoritism for one child over the other. Then why did Yaakov feel justified to show favoritism to Yosef? The Chasam Sofer answers this based on the second answer of Rashi that he brought from the Targum Onkelos, that Ben Zekuni means Barach Hakim, that Yosef was a very wise man. And the Chasam Sofer says that we know that all jealousies are bad. You're not allowed to have jealousy for other things besides one jealousy. One jealousy, the Gemara says, that's a good thing. Meaning, every time jealousy is a bad character trait, besides, in one time, jealousy is okay. And that is brought in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph 21a, where the Gemara there says that kinas safrim tar bechachma, that jealousy among scholars increases wisdom. That one scholar is going to be jealous of the other one's learning, then that scholar that is jealous is going to devote himself more to learning, automatically wisdom will be increased. Then the Chasam Sofer says that to induce this kind of jealousy, that is exactly why Yaakov Avinu gave the Ksones Pasim to Yosef. Meaning that Yaakov gave this Ksones Pasim to Yosef only because Yosef was learning Torah and he was a wise man. Yaakov wanted the brothers to get jealous, that if they get jealous, then they will increase their learning, thereby fulfilling what's written, Kinas Sofrim Tar Bechochma, that jealousy among scholars will increase wisdom. But unfortunately, the Gemara says that it backfired, that jealousy caused the brothers to eventually sell Yosef, and we ended up in Egypt. And the reason that it backfired, it could be, as we explained previously from the Rokeach, that the brothers never knew that Yosef was wise. The brothers only saw Yosef as immature. Therefore, the brothers, when they saw that Yaakov gave to Yosef Aksones Pasim, the brothers got jealous, and eventually they ended up selling him, and eventually we ended up in Egypt. Then the Chasam Sofer gives a completely different answer, and his answer is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kof Mem Hei Omed Beis, 145b. There the Gemara tells a story that Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rav Asi were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was dozing off. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba was asking questions for Rabbi Asi, and one of the questions he asked is, "Bipei Matam Midichachomim Shebebavel Mitzionim, why are the Torah scholars in Babel adorned with beautiful clothing, while those in Eretz Yisrael are not adorned in beautiful clothing?" Rav Asi answered, "Lefi she'eino bnei Torah," meaning that the Babylonians are not Torah scholars of the caliber of those in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they must adorn themselves with beautiful clothing in order for people to give them honor. Because unless you had beautiful clothing, people would not give them honor. The Chasam Sofer says that Yaakov was aware that the brothers don't like Yosef, and Yaakov was aware that Yosef is a very wise man, and Yaakov was afraid that the brothers will get even more jealous on Yosef if they find out how wise Yosef is. Therefore, Yaakov devised a plan to give Yosef ksoines pasim, to give Yosef those special clothing. Then, like the Gemara says, that the reason you have this special clothing is because you lack wisdom. Then the brothers would think that Yosef is not a wise man. But that backfired because the brothers really understood that Yosef was a wise man and that Yaakov loved them because of that wisdom. Then Rashi gives a second interpretation on the words pasim and says that it's called pasim because pasim is the acronym of the troubles that Yosef is going to have. That Yosef is going to have a trouble starts with a pay, which is Potiphar, which is the wife of Potiphar, tries to seduce him. Samach is the Sochrim, that merchants are going to sell Yosef. The Yud is Ishmael, and the Mem is Midyanim. They are going to sell Yosef. Meaning that the Medrash, according to the Gurari and Sefer Chachamim, is alluding that since Yaakov showed favoritism to Yosef, therefore eventually Yosef ended up having these four misfortunes that four different groups enslaved him. And that is what is alluded to by the word pasim, that eventually he's going to suffer through those situations. There is an interesting question, why was it necessary for Yosef to change hands so many times? Meaning, why was it necessary for so many people to enslave Yosef? Why couldn't Yosef just be taken by the Midianim and sold directly to Potiphar? Why was it necessary for Yosef to be enslaved so many times by so many people? The Alshach explains that this could be midah keneged midah, measure for measure, meaning that because Yosef came to the father and accused the brothers, the Bnei Lea, that they called the Bnei Bila and Bnei Zilpa as slaves, and we know that there are four children between Bila and Zilpa, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher are the children from Bila and Zilpa, that because there were four accusations against the brothers of Leah, that they called these four slaves, therefore Yosef was punished that four people enslaved them. That the Potiphar, Sachri, Midyanim, and Ishmaelim, all four enslaved them because of him accusing the brothers of calling those four children of Bila and Zilpa slaves. I wanted to say that this is really what the Baal Turim means to answer. The Baal Turim says that the word pasim is the numerical value 190. Because the pay is 80, the samach is 60, that's 140, the yud is 10, that's 150, the mem is 40, that's 190. We know that originally the decree of being enslaved was for 400 years, as it's written in Bereshit chapter 15, verse number 13, but in fact we are only enslaved for 210 years. It was missing 190 years. It could be that through the suffering of Yosef, that Yosef was suffering by being enslaved by these four people, which numerical value ends up being 190, that caused us, the Jewish people, not to be enslaved for the full time of 400 years, but for only 210 years. That it was deducted, the suffering of Yosef, which is numerical value 190, because he suffered through passing through these four enslavements, that caused us to be enslaved less. Therefore, we are only enslaved for 210 years because Hashem deducted 190 years because of Yosef's suffering, which is the numerical value of Pasi. The Medrash Rabbi in this week's Parsha, Parsha Pei Dalet Siman Ches, gives two different interpretations of the word Pasim. One, that Pasim means a lottery, meaning that eventually the brothers, through a lottery of who is going to show the father the ksoines of Yosef, the shirt of Yosef that the brothers dipped in blood after the sale, and Yehuda eventually was the one that ended up showing to Yaakov the ksoines, the shirt of Yosef. Therefore, it's called ksoines, the shirt Pasim, which eventually people are going to throw lottery on that ksoines, because they are going to throw dice or throw a lottery to see who is the one that is going to show Yaakov that ksoines in order to induce Yaakov to think that Yosef is dead. The other interpretation the Medrash brings down, that Pasim means Pas Yam, the splitting of the sea, meaning that because of the jealousy that this ksoines is going to cause, and is going to cause Yosef to go down to Egypt, and eventually that will give Yosef merits to be able to cause the splitting of the sea. Because the Medrash on Tehillim, on chapter 114, where it says there, in verse number 3, Hayam ra vayonois, the sea saw and fled and ran away, the Medrash asks the question, Mara, what did the sea see that it caused it to run away? The Medrash says, Ra aroinos shel Yosef, that the sea saw the coffin of Yosef, that by Yosef is written on Bereshis, chapter 39, verse number 16, when the wife of Potiphar enticed Yosef, there it's written, Vayonos, he ran away, Vayetze Yachutza, and he went outside. So the sea saw that Yosef ran away, therefore the sea also ran away. That means that the merit of Yosef is the merit that caused the splitting of the sea. Therefore, the Medrash in this week's Parsha says that since the brothers are going to be jealous of this ksoinus, and since then Yosef is going to be sold as a slave, and once he's going to be sold as a slave, he is going to be enticed by the wife of Potiphar, and he's going to be successful in overcoming this test of the wife of Potiphar, that merit of him running away from the wife of Potiphar will eventually cause the sea to run away, and the sea will split because of the merit of Yosef. Then this ksoines is the one that caused Pas Yam, the splitting of the sea. True that the people did not envision that, but the Medrash says that Hashem orchestrates things in order to benefit the Jewish people. And one of these orchestrations was that Yaakov is going to give the ksoines to Yosef, and then the brothers are going to get jealous. Once the brothers get jealous, they will sell him. Eventually, Yosef is going to end up in the house of Potiphar, and the wife of Potiphar is going to be attracted to him, is going to entice him. Yosef is going to overcome his temptations, and he's going to run away. Therefore, that merit will cause the sea to split when the Jewish people leave from Egypt. And before Hashem explained that the idea is that Yosef followed the word of Hashem with self-sacrifice because he was very tempted, nonetheless he overcame his temptation, so too the sea will only split for people who follow the word of Hashem with self-sacrifice. Sefer HaZnaim HaTorah interprets this Medrash differently and says that it's not the Medrash saying that this ksoines is eventually going to be Pasim, is eventually going to be the one that is going to cause the splitting of the sea. It could be that Yaakov is the one that gave this ksoines and called it Pasim, because Yaakov envisioned the splitting of the sea. Meaning that we asked previously, how is it possible that Yaakov was not worried about the jealousy on the brothers of Yosef? We all know that if you make one child favorite, then the other ones are going to get jealous and you will cause hatred between brothers. Then what was Yaakov thinking? Sefer HaZnaim HaTorah says that since Yaakov envisioned the Kriyas Yamsuf, he saw that the merit of Yosef is going to be required for the splitting of the sea. And Sefer HaZnaim HaTorah says that everything that Hashem decrees, if you make a simon through an action, then it has to come true. Meaning that you have to do something now to effectuate what you see as a decree of Hashem. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu wanted to effectuate the Kriyas Yamsuf, even though that will cause eventually the jealous of the brothers. He wanted to give the Ksoinas, and he called it Pasim, because of the splitting of the sea, because he wanted to do an action now to effectuate what is so in Ruach HaKodesh that is necessary for the splitting of the sea. That even though he knew that the brothers eventually are going to get jealous, but it was more important for Yaakov that eventually the sea split than what the brothers are going to feel about Yosef. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in chapter 24 says in the name of Rav Yehuda that the kasnas, the clothing, the garments that Adam HaRishon received from Hashem, as it's written in chapter 3, verse number 24, after he sinned, Hashem gave to Adam and Chava kasnas, or garments of hide. Those garments were taken by Noah in the Teva, in the Ark. Those garments were inherited eventually by Nimrod, and Nimrod was wearing them, and that caused all the animals to bow to him. Esav coveted those clothing. Esav killed Nimrod to receive those garments, and those were the garments that's described on Bereishis chapter 27, verse number 15, where it's written there, "Vatikach Rivka es bigda Esav bno agadol achamudois," that Rivka took the clothing of Esav, the older child, achamudois, which means desired or coveted, and she gave them to Yaakov. Yaakov, realizing what these clothes are, decided to keep them, and it hid them under the ground. And now Yaakov decided to give these garments to Yosef, and these are the Ksoines Pasim listed in our Parsha, which were the clothing of Adam HaRishon. Meaning that Yaakov gave the clothing of Adam HaRishon to Yosef, and these are the Ksoines Pasim, and this is the clothing that caused jealousy between the brothers. And the brothers, by seeing Yaakov giving to Yosef the clothing of Adam HaRishon, the brothers became very jealous, because the brothers realized that Yaakov is bestowing great honor upon Yosef. Sefer Shemen Rosh says that this really wasn't Yaakov's intention. Yaakov's intention was a totally different one. And he starts explaining that this that is written on Parshas Toldos, on chapter 27, verse number 15, that these are the clothing, achamudois, that are lusted, and we said that these are the clothing lusted by Esav from Nimrod. He explains that chamudois has a totally different interpretation, and this clothing were designed for the chamuda, for desire, meaning that before Adam HaRishon sinned, they were naked and they were not ashamed of each other. All of a sudden they eat from the fruit, then their eyes became open and they realized that they are naked. And Rashi on chapter 2, verse number 25 explains that only after the sin they realized that they were naked. Why? Because lo nitam bo yetzer hara ad ochlo min ha'etz, that the yetzer hara was not given to Adam until he ate from the fruit. And once he ate from the forbidden fruit, then v'nichnas bo yetzer hara, the yetzer hara went into him, and finally they realized that they were naked, meaning that after he ate from the fruit, he got that evil inclination inside him, and that caused them to lust, to feel physical desires. Hashem realized that Adam HaRishon cannot control those desires. In order to subdue those desires, those lusts, Hashem decided to give to Adam HaRishon kasnas, or garments of hide, in order to cover up the bodies, in order to diminish those desires. And we also know that since Hashem is the one that gave this kasnas, or this clothing of hide, then this clothing have special kedusha, special holiness, that whoever wears this clothing is able to control his lustful desires. Therefore, Sefer Shemen Rosh says that when the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Chof, Siman Yud Beis, plays if the word Kosnas Oyer, that is written if iron, and says that Betoroso Sherameir, in the Torah of Rameir, was written in the side Kosnas Oyer with a Aleph, which translates clothing of light, that means to say that this Kosnas Or, this clothing of leather that Hashem gave is designed that eventually will bring you to kosnas oir, to clothing of light. Because since if you wear those clothing, you are able to control your desires. Once you are able to control your desires, you are able to get to the main purpose, which have again clothing of light. That the kosnas oir, the clothing of leather, are designed to get you to a level where you're going to eventually have kosnas oir, clothing of light. And Sefer Shemerosh continues and says that when a person is very good looking, then his lust and his desires increase. And he brings a proof from the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Dalet Omed Beis 4b, where the Gemara says, Omar Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik says, Mi yomai lo yachalti oshom Nazir tome. All my days I never ate of the oshom offering, of the guilt offering of a Nazir who has become tome. Meaning that when you are Nazir, you require to separate yourself from wine, and you also require to shave your head. Normally that period is a 30-day period. But if you became contaminated to a corpse during that period, then you have to bring these sacrifices, and then you have to restart the process again. Shimon HaTzadik felt that if Hashem made this person become Tomei during this period of 30 days, then Hashem was showing that he's rejecting his term of Nazirus. Hashem doesn't want him to be separate from wine. Therefore, Shimon HaTzadik felt that he doesn't want to eat from this guilt offering of somebody who became Tomei. Another explanation is brought down by the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Tes Amud Beis 9b, that since when a person becomes Tomei, he loses all the days that he counted so far. For example, let's say a person said that he's going to be a Nazir. That means he can't drink wine for 30 days. After 20 days, he became contaminated. Now he has to restart and he can't drink for another 30 days. That means that 50 days now he can't drink wine. But his original vow was only for 30 days. Therefore, he regrets his vow. Therefore, it's tantamount of eating sacrificial items that are not truly sanctified. Therefore, Shimon HaTzadik felt that he doesn't want to eat any sacrifice from a Nazir that is Tomei, because then it's tantamount of him eating not valid sacrifices. With one exception, he says, Chutz me'odam echot sheba'olayim nadorem, besides a person that came from the south, Yofe naim ve'toiv roi, he had beautiful eyes and good looking, uketzoysov seduros loytaltalim, and his locks arranged in curls, meaning he had beautiful hair. Omartiloi, Shimon HaTzadik tells this man, Bni, my son, Maro Islu Shaiches Sanoze, why did you think to ruin this beautiful hair? Because after the 30-day period of Naziris, you are required to shave your head. Then why would you ruin such a beautiful hair? Omar Li, that person from the south, said, Royo Isil Avibiri, I was a shepherd for my father in my town, Volachti Lishev Maimina Mayon, and I went to draw water from the spring. Venistakalti bevoashali, and I gazed in my reflection. Upacha zitri olai, and my evil inclination jumped on me. Ivikesh etordeni min olam, and he wanted to banish me from the world, meaning that since he saw that he has these beautiful looks, he got full of lustful desires. Amartiloi, I told to my evil inclination, Reike, good for nothing. Miplana atom is goya bo'olam sheino shelcha. Why are you haughty in a world that's not yours? Shesoif chol yezrima v'soleya, where in the end, meaning after you die, you'll become food for worms and maggots. Ho avoido, I swear in the name of Hashem, shagolech chol shomayim, that I will shave this head for the sake of heaven. Meaning that this person knew that after the term of Naziris, he's going to have to cut his hair, and that is specifically what he wanted. He wanted to cut the hair for the sake of heaven, while performing a mitzvah. Omartiloi, Shimon HaTzadik tells this person, Komois choyibu nazirim beYisrael, like you, should there be more Nazirites among the Jewish people? And that is what the verse means in Bamidbar chapter 6, verse number 2, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir Hashem, a man that shall clearly utter a vow, the vow of a nazir, to abstain for the sake of Hashem, and you did it for the sake of Hashem. Meaning, according to the first interpretation that we mentioned, that Shimon HaTzadik did not want to eat a sacrifice from a Nozi Tome, because Shimon HaTzadik thought that if Hashem made this person Tome, impure, obviously Hashem doesn't want his Naziris, doesn't want his term not to drink wine. But here Shimon HaTzadik saw that this person wanted so much to cut his hair for the sake of Hashem. Therefore Shimon HaTzadik realized that Hashem didn't want this person to wait 30 days to complete his Naziris and then cut his hair. Hashem contaminated him specifically for him to cut his hair right away. Meaning as soon as he undertook the term of Naziris, a couple days later, he became Tomeh. Now he has to cut his hair and restart the process. Hashem designed it specifically because Hashem wanted him to cut his hair as soon as possible, since he desired to bring his hair as a sacrifice to Hashem. And when you become contaminated, that is also a requirement to cut your hair. Therefore, you are performing the mitzvah even in that case. Therefore, from this sacrifice, Shimon HaTzadik ate. Because at this time, the contamination wasn't a rejection of the Naziris. It was actual a way that Hashem wanted to speed what this person wanted to accomplish, which is cutting his hair. And according to the opinion that says that a person may regret his Naziris, but this person that cut his hair because of his good looks, then no matter how long the Naziris is, he would never regret his Naziris because his main purpose was to cut his hair. And that was accomplished. Sefer Shemeroish uses this Gemara's proof to say that if you are exceptionally good looking, then your evil inclination is stronger on you and it causes you to have more desires than normal. Sefer Shemeroish continues and says that we know that Yaakov Avinu was very beautiful because the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet Omed Alef, 84a says that Shufre, the Yaakov Avinu, that the beautiful looks of Yaakov Avinu, Me'ein Shufre de Adam HaRishon, is almost like the beauty of Adam HaRishon. And as we mentioned here, according to Rashi, one interpretation of Ben Zekunim is Shayo Ziv Ekunim Shaloi, that Yaakov and Yosef had the same looks, then comes out that Yosef also was very good looking. Since Yaakov saw that Yosef was very good looking, and Yaakov saw that Yosef was Nar as Bnei Bila, as Bnei Zilpa, that he was a youth with the children of Bila and Zilpa. And Rashi explains, what does it mean a youth? That he did things associated with youth. Rashi gives the example, he would fix his hair, he would groom his eye, so he should look attractive. That means that Yaakov saw that Yosef is getting lustful, that he is getting full of desires. Therefore, Yaakov decided that in order to protect Yosef, he better give to Yosef the ksoines of Adam HaRishon, the cloth of Adam HaRishon, which that is the ksoines pasim. Therefore, Yaakov gave this cloth to Yosef in order to protect him, since Yosef was a ben zekunim, since he had the same looks as Yaakov, and he had these beautiful looks, therefore he had too many desires, therefore he had to give the cloth of Adam HaRishon in order to subdue Yosef's desires. The brother thought that he's giving special honor to Yosef, but Yaakov really thought that he's only doing it in order to subdue the desires of Yosef. And that could be why specifically the test of Eishes Potiphar is considered so great for Yosef, because since Yosef was such a great looking guy and we see that he had desires, therefore the fact that he was able to control himself is considered a great schus, and that schus caused us to merit the crossing of the sea. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should all merit to control our desires. We should all make shalom between one another, not become jealous of one another. Then we'll merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt, b'mehera b'yomeinu, amen.